Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. Here we are again, ready to welcome another eclipse. This one, an annular solar eclipse. Annular meaning the ring of fire. Not quite total, but still strong, still present, whether you can see it from where you are or not. And let me say that I'm doing much better. This cold is lingering on. You can hear it in my voice again. And yet it's not nearly like it was 2 weeks ago when I recorded my last podcast. And let me say thank you to everyone who reached out to ask if I was okay, see how I was doing, and just check in and make sure I was feeling well. And I am, mostly, and I so appreciated hearing from you and knowing that you were thinking about me and sending me good wishes. Certainly, this upcoming Gemini, North Node, New Moon, and Eclipse are also full of thoughts and wishes of various kinds that are good. They may be too much. They may not all be things that we want to pursue or accept, but there's going to be a lot. And so figuring out how to make good choices is going to be part of what this new moon eclipse is all about. Tomorrow morning, a bit after dawn in my time zone, the new moon in Gemini arrives along with an annular solar eclipse. We're really already in this energy and have been since the full moon and lunar eclipse in Sagittarius 2 weeks ago. Still, we can expect an intensification as the new moon becomes exact. The energy is bright, buzzy, and could feel like information overload. So if you haven't already, it's time to think about what you need and what you need to avoid during the next few days. An important note, this new moon is not a good time for setting intentions or doing any ritual work intended to bring about a particular outcome.
Eclipses are not stable enough for that. Not recommended. At the same time, this particular new moon eclipse will be loaded with information. The opportunity here is to be flexible, curious, and open-minded. In other words, to be like Gemini. Let's look at the patterns of this new moon eclipse. The sun and moon will be at 19 Gemini. Mercury, only hours away from their Kazemi with the sun, is conjunct the new moon at 20 Gemini. The sun, moon, and Mercury are conjunct the north node at 10 Gemini. Here's the first interesting thing. The new moon straddles the boundary between the second and third decans of Gemini. Since the sun and moon will meet at 19 degrees 47 minutes, we could round up, say it's really 20, and avoid the issue. But that would be throwing away data, and we simply don't do that with Gemini. The second decan of Gemini intensifies the innate duality of this sign to the point of contradiction. The third decan insists on some form of reconciliation, or at least a choice. Imagine Mercury in Gemini as a juggler. Not hard to do, as this image is often used for Gemini. And not hard to imagine when life has been tossing more stuff at us and watching to see how much we can keep in the air. We start with two and think, okay, got it. Then three is a bit tricky, but okay. Four, and then five, and then six, and then no. No more juggling. But everything is important, and too many simply cannot be let go. What can we do? It's relevant that the North Node can get greedy. This is a place where we tend to want more. So even if we can't manage all the things, we might find it difficult to give any of them up. Even if we're in a state of overwhelm, we might feel like we should be able to handle it. Or maybe we could if only we had the help we need. Or it's unfair we can't have what we want. One way to manage this is simply to step away during the eclipse and the days around it. You've probably already heard advice to stay off social media. There's nothing wrong with this. In fact, it's an excellent strategy anytime the torrent of information is just too much. There's very little we truly need to know right now in order to live our lives. This is not avoidance, certainly not during an eclipse. It's self-care. But if that's all we do during this eclipse, I think we'll miss an opportunity. Please do manage your exposure to media and to people during this time, finding levels that work for you. Within this space you create, be Gemini. Keep your attention open. Widen your gaze to take in peripheral things you usually ignore or simply miss. Be curious and interested without feeling a need to understand it all. Get engaged to the extent you feel drawn to. Then, notice what shows up. What catches your attention? How do you react to it? What pulls you close? What do you back away from? And especially, what surprises you? Does something show up you never expected? Or maybe it's your reaction that surprises you. Something you're usually bored with now feels compelling. Something that felt overwhelming is now maybe manageable if approached in a gentler way. Also notice where information comes from. Do your sources feel reliable and valid? Are you perhaps relying on friends or websites or blogs whose foundations you're not sure of? Are you evaluating what comes in or accepting it all? How do you know what's true? What's useful? What can help? Tomorrow's eclipse is part of the solar Saros series 147. In Bernadette Brady's classification system, this is SS 5 North. The first eclipse in the series occurred on October 12th of 1624 at 19 Libra, conjunct Neptune. Brady calls this Saros family very unusual and says the eclipses here have a psychic or unconscious flavor. She suggests we watch for hunches, visions, and prophetic dreams. We can also look back to our own history to see how this eclipse fits in with other eclipses in the Saros family and how they've affected us. This, too, offers clues to what the Gemini New Moon eclipse might bring. Previous eclipses in this series include one on May 31st, 2003 at 12:20 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time at 9 Gemini. May 19th, 1985, 5:41 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at 28 Taurus. May 9th, 1967, 10:55 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time at 18 Taurus. April 28th, 1949, 3:02 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time at 7 Taurus. Of course, you'll want to check where this eclipse new moon falls in your birth chart. If there are strong direct aspects to your chart, then you're likely to feel its energies in your life. If not, then you may feel more like you're watching the news. It's important and interesting, but might not change your life right now. These next 2 weeks, as we journey from the new to the full moon, are filled with important events. So even without the effects of an eclipse, we are in an active, intense time. About 15 hours after the new moon, Mercury conjoins the Sun. This moment within Mercury's current inward retrograde journey is one of illumination. Thinking of this as a phase in the hero cycle, we'd say Mercury gains a boon, a reward of some kind, a gift. Then Mars leaves Cancer and enters Leo on June 11th. This is a direct, energized, creative, and passionate Mars. He'll feel stronger and more active, but will also be tangling with Uranus and Saturn. These two have their own story to tell as they reach the second in a series of 3 exact squares this year. The irresistibility of change meets the immovability of tradition yet again. Mars in Leo will be keeping the fire lit under this particular challenge. June 20th, we reach the summer solstice as the Sun enters Cancer. The same day, Jupiter turns retrograde in early Pisces. The Sun-Jupiter trine will keep our emotions in the forefront, though likely in positive, more than difficult ways. Our feelings, after all, are what keep life rich, varied, and valuable. Mercury turns direct on June 22nd, bringing a few weeks of communication glitches, travel delays, and misunderstandings to a close. We're going to be busy. We'll need our wits about us. This eclipse is a great time to pull back while keeping our eyes and ears and minds open. Let yourself be surprised. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, really hoping that by the next podcast recording, my voice will be back to normal 100%. In the meantime, I'm wishing you an insightful and surprising in good ways eclipse new moon. There's a lot to learn here. If we don't try to take it all in and notice what's showing up for us that catches our attention. As always, thank you for listening.